AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama has the numbers needed to uphold his veto should Congress approve a resolution against the Iran nuclear deal. Jerry Boatlander has more.
34 senators now say they'll uphold the president's expected veto of a Republican resolution of disapproval of the agreement. Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski's announcement that she supports the deal put the administration over the top, ensuring a major foreign policy victory for the president. Mikulski calls the deal the best option available to block Iran from having a nuclear bomb. And the president may not have to use his veto pen. If supporters can get to 41 votes, they could block the disapproval resolution from being voted on in the Senate. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
With protesters gathered outside Baltimore Circuit Court today, inside a hearing underway in the case of six police officers charged in the death of a black man who died after suffering a spinal cord injury while in custody. That tape from WJLA. The judge has just denied a motion to dismiss the charges filed by defense attorneys. They also want state's attorney Marilyn Mosby to recuse herself due to what they say are conflicts of interest. Freddie Gray's death led to protests in Baltimore and a riot that prompted National Guard intervention, plus a citywide curfew. The search continues for three men who are suspects in the shooting death of a small-town Illinois police officer. Lake County Sheriff Sergeant Chris Covelli says the local and state police teams are intent on finding those responsible for the shooting death of Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glinowitz.
Fox Lake Police Department has numerous units in their area covering their streets. The Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Illinois State Police are providing saturation patrols in the Fox Lake area.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 113. The NASDAQ has gained 37. This is AP Radio News. With some calling for him to get into the 2016 presidential race, our Sandy Kozel reports Vice President Joe Biden's upcoming travels take on political overtones.
Biden's overnight trip to Florida, one of the nation's premier campaign battleground states, will include a fundraiser this evening alongside Florida Senator Bill Nelson to benefit the Senate Democrats' campaign arm. He'll be in Pittsburgh Monday to march in a Labor Day parade with AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, who met privately with the vice president last week.
A 19-year-old Houston man is dead after police say he accidentally shot himself in the throat while posing for a selfie with a gun. Investigators say DeLeon Alonzo Smith had found the gun and was taking the pictures of himself along with a cousin with the gun, then posting them online. Fox News anchor Harris Faulkner is suing Hasbro for more than $5 million over a toy hamster that shares her name, possibly even her resemblance. Faulkner says the toy company has wrongly appropriated her name and persona. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.